Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we explore The Imposter Cure by Dr. Jessamy Hibbard. This compelling book, crafted by a chartered clinical psychologist with vast experience, offers insightful strategies designed to boost your self-confidence and help you overcome the crippling doubt that often accompanies feelings of inadequacy. If you've ever felt like a fraud at work, home, or in relationships, despite obvious successes, this book is tailored for you. The Imposter Cure addresses the common phenomenon of feeling unworthy and provides actionable advice to view yourself through a more compassionate and realistic lens. Dr. Hibbard combines her clinical expertise with accessible writing to reach anyone from self-sabotagers to those who feel they aren't quite the adults they're supposed to be. Join us to uncover how to step out of the shadows of self-doubt and embrace a more confident version of yourself with The Imposter Cure. Perfect for anyone looking to dismantle their inner imposter and live a life unmarred by unfounded fears. The Imposter Cure. Escape the mind trap of imposter syndrome. Introduction. Navigating the fog of self-doubt. Unveil your true capabilities. Imagine driving through a dense fog, the outlines of familiar landmarks barely visible. Each turn of the wheel, though guided by experience, feels like a plunge into uncertainty. This metaphor echoes the confusing experience of those grappling with imposter syndrome, highly skilled individuals who nevertheless struggle to internalize their accomplishments. Imposter syndrome isn't just a fleeting moment of self-doubt. It's a persistent feeling that you've only succeeded due to luck, and not because of your talent or qualifications. It shrouds your perceptions of success in mist, making you feel like an intellectual fraud, fearing that one day you'll be exposed for being less capable than everyone thinks. This is precisely the scenario Jessamy Hibbard explores in The Imposter Cure, offering insightful strategies to cut through this mental fog, reclaim your confidence, and stand firm on the solid ground of your real achievements. The key is learning how to navigate through the low visibility of self-doubt. Just as a driver might slow down to ensure safety, Hibbard suggests building a body of evidence of your competencies and success. This approach involves keeping track of your achievements, no matter how small, to gradually reinforce the reality of your skills and reduce feelings of fraudulence. By viewing your professional journey as a path you've skillfully navigated rather than one you've stumbled upon, you'll start lifting the fog of imposter syndrome, revealing the landscape of your true talents and abilities. Part 1: The Five Faces of the Imposter Within Us. Have you ever felt undeserving of your achievements or frightened that you might not meet expectations in a new role? Whether it's during a promotion, within the academic circle, or in daily tasks, that gnawing doubt may be a sign of imposter syndrome. This psychological phenomenon occurs when there's a clash between personal expectations and self-perception, leading to a relentless cycle of doubt and guilt. Dr. Valerie Young, an authority on this topic and a co-founder of the Imposter Syndrome Institute, outlines 5 distinct profiles typically exhibited by those wrestling with these feelings, helping us understand that we're not alone in this struggle. Firstly, perfectionists set impossibly high bars for themselves. When they inevitably falter, it triggers deep-seated fears of failure and a belief that they're just not good enough, propelling them into cycles of relentless striving and persistent dissatisfaction. Then there are the natural geniuses, for whom things have always come easily. When faced with a real challenge, their immediate struggle shakes their identity, leaving them feeling inadequate because they couldn't succeed on the first try. Soloists, on the other hand, wear their independence as a badge of honor. They shun assistance, equating asking for help with failure or incompetence. This often leads to procrastination or abandonment of tasks, especially when obstacles arise. Experts obsess over the depth and breadth of their knowledge. They hold back unless they're certain they know every detail and can answer every question, perpetually worried about being exposed as inexperienced or unknowledgeable. Lastly, the supermen or superwomen constantly push themselves to excel in every role they fill, driven by a belief that competence means being able to handle everything flawlessly. Recognizing which of these types resonates with you can be enlightening and serves as a first step toward addressing the deep-seated issues of imposter syndrome. Understanding the manifestations of this syndrome is crucial in beginning to untangle the web of self-doubt that may be holding you back from fully embracing your capabilities. Part 2. Diminishing the echo of self-doubt. It's intriguing how the same situation can provoke so different reactions among people. Take achievement and recognition. For most, these are causes for celebration, but for some, they trigger the unsettling depths of imposter syndrome. If you've ever felt like you didn't truly deserve your success, perhaps attributing it to luck or oversight, then you've encountered this phenomenon firsthand. Consider Poppy, who landed a book deal with a prestigious publisher. Initially thrilled, her joy soon morphed into dread. What if her book didn't sell? Such fears quickly spiraled into self-doubt, overshadowing her accomplishment. Even after her first book succeeded, the launch of her second book was clouded by the same fears. Imposter syndrome thrives on negative self-talk, a deceptive internal narrative that emphasizes inadequacy regardless of evidence to the contrary. It's a lens that distorts achievements into flukes and genuine skills into fortunate accidents. The road to overcoming this self-deceptive mindset starts with challenging these automatic thoughts. Begin by acknowledging that feelings aren't facts. Just because you feel like an imposter doesn't mean you are one. A practical method to shift this mindset is to create a success inventory. Jot down all your achievements, big or small, on a piece of paper. Reflect on what someone else would think of a person who has accomplished what you have. Would they think this person is a fraud? Unlikely. Maintaining this list and regularly updating it serves as tangible evidence against your inner critic. Each entry acts as a counterweight to the self-doubt that imposter syndrome brings. Over time, these reminders can help recalibrate your self-perception, making you less susceptible to the negative self-talk that fuels the imposter cycle. By confronting and revising these distorted beliefs, you'll find yourself more grounded in reality and empowered to embrace your accomplishments with the pride they deserve. Part 3. When hard work becomes a mask for insecurity. Individuals grappling with imposter syndrome often wear their diligence like armor, shielding them from perceived inadequacies and criticisms. This facade may bring temporary relief, but it ironically proves counterproductive, reinforcing rather than resolving their deep-seated fears of exposure as a fraud. Reflecting on and modifying these defense mechanisms is essential for those afflicted by imposter syndrome to develop a healthier self-perception. Consider the story of William, a lawyer whose recent promotion landed him a plethora of new responsibilities. Overwhelmed by the increased workload and under the shadow of expectations, William responded the only way he thought feasible, by increasing his work hours, sacrificing weekends and personal time in the process. This overcompensation is a clear sign of his battle with imposter syndrome, where overworking becomes a tool to mask feelings of insufficiency. William's scenario is a textbook example of how imposter syndrome can manifest in two common types identified by Dr. Valerie Young, the Superman or soloist. These individuals often push themselves to the brink in an attempt to live up to an unattainable ideal of success, constantly fearing that falling short in any aspect will lead to their unmasking. The key to breaking this cycle lies in redefining what success means. It's crucial for William, and indeed anyone treading a similar path, to align their professional aspirations with personal well-being. Instead of equating endless labor with success, setting realistic goals and acknowledging personal limits can help. Evaluating the sustainability of your coping mechanisms periodically is vital. Are the long hours improving your sense of self-worth or merely pushing you further into the imposter trap? If it's the latter, it's time to reconsider your approach. Balancing professional commitments with personal health and happiness isn't just desirable, it's essential. In the upcoming sections, the discourse will shift towards fostering self-compassion and recalibrating one's self-evaluation metrics, providing tools for individuals like William to step out from behind their overworking shield and embrace a fuller, more integrated sense of self. Part 4. Embrace self-compassion to silence your inner critic. Being your own biggest supporter often seems like a daunting task, especially when the voice in your head relentlessly focuses on your faults. But imagine transforming that voice into one of your most uplifting allies. Shifting from self-criticism to self-compassion is not just beneficial, it's vital for personal growth and happiness. Reflect on a challenging moment from your past. Consider the support you received. Those who encouraged you likely offered kind words and understanding, not criticism and judgment. Your internal dialogue deserves the same treatment. Learning to reframe your inner monologue from criticizing to championing can significantly alter your outlook on your abilities and achievements. While constructive criticism is sometimes necessary for growth, incessant self-critiques do more harm than good. They breed self-doubt and fear, stifling motivation and creativity. It's a misconception that without harsh self-judgment, one might become complacent. In reality, individuals thrive on kindness, even from themselves. Motivation flourishes not under criticism, but under compassionate encouragement. Embracing self-compassion involves acknowledging personal struggles and actively seeking comfort and solutions. Rather than striving for unattainable perfection, focus on accepting and understanding your limitations. When you catch yourself engaged in negative self-talk, pause and ask, "Would a genuinely kind person say this?" If not, it's time to adjust your internal narrative. Furthermore, vocalizing your experiences with imposter syndrome can be incredibly therapeutic. Sharing your insecurities not only alleviates personal stress, but also contributes to a broader normalization and understanding of these feelings. This shared experience can foster a supportive community where personal doubts are met with collective reassurance. So the next time you're plagued by the daunting voice of imposter syndrome, challenge it. Review the concrete evidence of your capabilities and success. If confronting these thoughts head-on seems too challenging, try diminishing their power by imagining them in an absurd, insignificant voice. With these strategies, you can begin to truly transform how you view and treat yourself, moving from your own critic to your cheerleader. Part 5. The Pitfall of Chasing Perfection. Matilda's passion for theater began in childhood, her eyes wide with wonder at every play she attended. So, when the doors of drama school opened to her, she embraced the opportunity with open arms. But soon, her excitement was shadowed by self-doubt as she compared her talents to those of her seemingly flawless peers. Despite her hard work earning her a lead role, the satisfaction eluded her, entangled in constant comparison and unreachable standards. Matilda's story illustrates a crucial lesson. Pursuing perfection can be a direct path to dissatisfaction and burnout. Perfectionism isn't just about striving to be your best, it's driven by an underlying fear of inadequacy. It tempts with the promise of self-improvement, but often leads to a perpetual cycle of overworking and feeling unfulfilled. If perfection is your only gauge of success, you're setting up an impossible win. Life is inherently imperfect, and by setting excessive standards, you are essentially setting yourself up for never-ending disappointment. The pursuit of flawless performance is a mirage that can distort your satisfaction in achievement and hinder genuine progress. Consider the motives behind the desire for perfection. Is it a belief that perfectionists make better employees or parents? Or perhaps a fear that being good enough is synonymous with laziness? These misconceptions not only skew our vision, but also impede our ability to appreciate and enjoy our accomplishments and experiences. Instead of succumbing to the harsh demands of perfectionism, recognizing your limits and focusing on doing your best, rather than being the best, is far more sustainable and rewarding. This shift in perspective reduces psychological stress and enhances well-being. As tempting as it might be to heed the siren call of your imposter voice, which may warn against easing your relentless standards, consider the toll on your mental health. Embrace diligence, not perfection, as your strategy for success. With acceptance of your imperfections, you can finally enjoy the journey and celebrate the scenery along the way. free from the shadow of unattainable ideals. Part 6. Reclaiming Time. Breaking free from overwork and avoidance. Time is a precious resource, often squandered in the frantic pace of modern life. If you find yourself constantly buried under an avalanche of tasks, it may be time to step back and consider a more balanced approach. Overworking and its counterpart, avoidance, are not just symptoms of a busy lifestyle but are often deeply rooted in the fear of not being enough. Let's explore how you can start reclaiming your life and inject more quality into your everyday existence. Begin by placing yourself at the top of your priority list. Establishing boundaries is essential. This means learning to weigh your needs against the demands of others and not automatically putting yourself last. Incorporate regular breaks into your schedule, delegate tasks when possible, and become comfortable with the fact that handling everything solo is an impossible standard. Moreover, transparent communication about your workload is crucial. Limit your commitments, and don't hesitate to inform colleagues or superiors if you're overwhelmed. This openness can significantly reduce stress and prevent burnout. The practice of saying no, though initially uncomfortable for many, is a powerful tool for safeguarding your time and well-being. Perfectionism can be another thief of time. Challenge this by allowing yourself to submit work that is good enough. Try aiming for 80% perfection and see how it is received. You'll often find that the outcomes are still highly satisfactory, highlighting that your 100% isn't always necessary. Dispelling the myth that taking time for yourself equates to laziness is another crucial step. Remember, productivity isn't measured by how little you rest. Regular downtime not only prevents burnout, but can also enhance overall productivity and creativity in the long run. As you begin to loosen the grip of perfection and overcommitment, notice how life becomes more enjoyable and manageable. Slowing down helps you appreciate the simple joys and give space for gratitude, enriching your personal and professional life. If you wish to truly savor the richness of life, you must first carve out the time to fully engage in it. Final summary. Overcoming imposter syndrome is a journey towards embracing discomfort as a catalyst for growth. Rather than shying away from new challenges, seize them as opportunities to expand your abilities and confidence. This proactive approach not only builds resilience, but also enriches your sense of self-assurance. Be vigilant for the common culprits of imposter syndrome, like perfectionism, self-doubt, chronic self-criticism, avoidance, and overworking. Periodically assess your behavior to determine if old habits are making a comeback or if new challenges require different strategies. Continuously update your achievement list. This practice reinforces your perception of yourself as competent and successful. As your list grows, your confidence will too, supporting a healthier self-image and encouraging further accomplishments. Set goals that foster your growth without falling into the traps of imposter syndrome. Should you find yourself slipping back into old patterns of doubt, consult your personalized strategies, the cure you've devised based on your experiences and understanding. Remember, the key to sustainable progress is self-compassion. Lastly, hold on to the truth that perfection is an impossible standard. Instead, allow yourself the patience to succeed imperfectly. By adjusting your expectations and granting yourself the grace to experiment and sometimes fail, you'll find not only success but also genuine enjoyment in your endeavors. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.